Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Last week was another volatile week in ag markets, up and down. This morning, markets are trading lower on this day before Valentine's Day. Longtime grain market analyst Dale Dirkholtz, what jumped out at you on last week's WASDE report?
South American crop estimates, and those are still a work in progress. But the two biggest changes were, number one, we reduced corn ethanol grind by 25 million bushel, and I went, yeah, I can justify it, but also I could say that, yeah, I don't know that that really was appropriate, but they did it anyway, and they had their reasons. And the other one, they reduced the bean crush by 15 million bushel. That one I can kind of understand, because soybean oil exports are dismal this year. I mean dismal with a capital D, or maybe all capital letters. Our current exports on bean oil this far into the marketing year are 10% of what they were last year. When you look at it, a lot of these crush plants coming online are really starting to focus over on renewable diesel at this point, and that's really expected to be the big expansion. And right now, when you look at bean oil consumption in the U.S., we're consuming almost as much bean oil as a fuel, whether it's renewable diesel or biodiesel, as we are actually eating soybean oil as a foodstuff here, or using it for processing food. Right. So, you know, exports have just totally gone by the wayside of being a critical point in that veg oil industry. I think wheat's probably a weather thing, because they're still talking about conditions staying dry. And I think that's where the lead is here in the short term. There was also some talk about being dry in quote-unquote Black Sea area for the wheat, too. But the other thing was, there were some rumors floating around that China bought 3 to 4 cargoes of soybean for their reserves over there. And I kind of scratched my head, because bean prices in China are up near the high end of the historical range they've been in. So I'm kind of like, why would I be buying beans for inventory at extraordinarily high prices? But it was a rumor, and that's all it takes in the market these days, is a bit of a rumor to get the ball rolling, especially on a Friday.
Dale questioned the February U.S. soybean supply demand estimate. World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski explains that report.
On the U.S. balance sheet, pretty small change overall, just focused on mainly one variable on the demand side, that being soybean crush. We reduced our U.S. crush forecast by 15 million bushels. U.S. crush still at over 2.23 billion bushels. So that's a pretty small change in the overall magnitude of things. But it just reflects possibly some weather-related extended downtime in December, given the cold blast that came across the Midwest late last year. And with that slightly lower crush, that just shows up directly in higher ending stocks, which we raised by the same amount, 15 million bushels. And then we did increase our season average market price, raised at 10 cents a bushel. So currently it is at $14.30 per bushel. And that just reflects some recent price strength. Prices have been coming in a bit strong, and we've also seen it in cash prices that we track and futures prices as well.
Friday, Clean Fuels Alliance filed formal comments on the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed renewable fuel standards for 23 to 25. After sending signals supporting growth for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels in June 22, EPA reverted to the pattern of flatlined volumes common in previous years. So Clean Fuels Alliance urged EPA to either raise the RFS multi-year volumes or only finalize 2023 volumes. Diving into crop insurance next on Inside Agriculture.